Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20 on today's show. And before that, Devin McCourty at 7:20 on a short week for the New England Patriots. Tomorrow on this show, we will go inside the warped female brain, and Matt Light will join us to talk Patriots and NFL football at 8:20 on tomorrow's show. And then on Thursday, it's a Bruins Thursday, so Mike Milbury will be on at 8:20, and I have Bruins tickets to give away at 9, and also for the incredible people who watch this program every day or every once in a while on Twitch, we begin the 12 days of Twitchmas at 8:45 on Thursday's show. So that is all coming up. Today is also Giving Tuesday. And so yesterday you spent every cent you had cyber shopping on Monday. Courtney, did you rack up a gigantic amount of debt yesterday on Cyber Monday?
You know, I really tried to contain myself. Mm-hmm. I spent the money shopping for others. I'll say that.
Oh, you did?
I didn't buy anything for myself. Which...
Now, do you get all your gifts done at once, or do you like to parcel it out? Do you wait till the end?
I like to plan it out. Okay. So my mother is taken care of. Uh-huh. Santo, I know what I'm getting him. His big gift wasn't a Cyber Monday offer, unfortunately. So
Rover.
I have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My dad, if anybody has ideas, I'm having a hard time
cash
with my
cash is king.
No, my dad doesn't want cash.
Oh yeah, everybody wants cash.
If I gave my dad a thing of cash, he would laugh in my face.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd be like, appreciate it.
No, he wants the guy.
He's
like
sentimental. No, he's a big golfer. But he's got everything. I don't know what to get
right,
him.
So give him cash and then he can go and get a golf club. I don't get why people, I think cash is the greatest gift. On holidays, more people would want that than any random thing you go out and get.
Yeah. It really doesn't show. It's kind of like you're mailing it in when you give cash.
And
what does giving him a golf club show?
Well, because it's thought. You're thinking about him.
Well,
and
how long does it take
you
to go to any golf store and grab a golf club? 10 minutes?
No.
Well, what thought goes behind that?
A lot.
Not if somebody's a huge fan of, like you said, your dad's a golfer. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of thought in going getting him a golf club.
Mm.
I mean, no, honestly.
There is. There's like,
no, it's
like,
not.
If you have to think about the idea is, the idea of giving a gift is thinking about the person. Mm-hmm. And what they like and what they love, and then go into some effort.
How much effort does it take to go? Listen, there's a Dick's Sporting Goods or a million golf stores I drive past to go home. If somebody is really, and I'm just using your dad because he's a big golfer, whatever it is, if they're inefficient, it takes 10 minutes to go in there and grab something that they like. Most people, if you get them cash, they feel better about that because now they can go, oh, thank you so much.
So, Wiggy, you give your wife and your three kids just cash every year.
I give them cash.
No gifts, nothing.
I mean, obviously, a get gift.
Why would you get them a gift?
Because you can't have nothing under the tree.
Why? Just put the cash in different little containers.
You can't have nothing under the tree.
If I gave my dad cash or a check or something, my dad would say, I would have rather just a card with a nice note than
but
the cash.
But my kids...
Because it's coming back to me.
My kids are more... They're happier about the cash than they are any gift I can get them.
Yeah, ooh, that way...
Great suggestion, Courtney, in the Twitch chat from Nilly Willy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why don't you just tell your dad you pay your phone bill for a couple months?
You know, I don't know. I don't think that he would like that one either. I think for him, he kind of likes paying the phone bill. He's like, it's his last, you know, piece of me that he's supporting.
I can tell you this. He doesn't like paying the phone bill.
I mean, what's a phone bill? $30 a month? I don't know.
See, you got to understand it's different for her dad because she's the only child.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And I have to say, Greg, I don't know what we do for content for it or how we would sort of chronicle it. But my guess is, not to speak out of turn, that you find out what Brees and Julia want for Christmas and then you work on getting it for free.
No, Greg finds out what Brees and Julia want for Christmas on Christmas morning when they're opening it. Like, let's call it what it is.
Like Liar Liar, where he gets his son the baseball mitt.
He does the classic dad move. I picked that one out myself, Julia.
Because it's a certain age.
I will say that I don't do. I mean, in the history of the family, it has generally been Jennifer Hill who does most of the shopping for the kids.
Right, but they're at this. They're at the age now when they're like 14, 15, then it's, you know, and even younger, it's about the gifts. But as they start to get older, as they start to get 17, 18, 19, they could care less. Give them bread.
No, that's not true. They want stuff.
They want money. That's what they want.
We could debate this all day. How do we get on this topic?
You were talking about Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, and I think you have an announcement today.
I do. So because we wanted to try to find a different way for you to give on Giving Tuesday, those of you who would normally give to the Greg Hill Foundation or to any other charity, I am pleased to tell you that we are at this moment dropping the first ever Greg Hill Foundation NFTs.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's it, Greg. You got a Marconi, an NFT. I think it's time to call it quits.
Yep.
I have always dreamed of being immortalized digitally, and now we are doing that for you this morning, a non-fungible token. But
is it the white T-shirt?
Should be.
You must look at this like a digital raffle, because my intent here was to make sure that there is value in your NFT.
Okay.
So when you get your NFT, you are automatically invited to join us at a private event at the Cisco Brewery in the Seaport.
Oh.
Okay? That's first and foremost what you automatically get. Then, in the raffle, you could win yourself into any of the Greg Hill Foundation events that we do all year long. So, that could be our Days event, our gala every year. We do Cornhole, the Cornhole Tournament. We do the golf tour. We do all these events. So you could, as a part of this digital raffle, you could be in on that. You could also win two tickets to a Celtics game and a private suite with drinks and food and all the rest of that stuff. You could also win $1,500 cash if you when it comes to the NFT that you end up receiving in the drop. And Courtney, this is for you.
Okay.
Somebody who ends up purchasing the non-fungible token will get two tickets to see Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium.
Right.
So, wow.
Okay. So I want to thank the incredible people at Boostium who made this possible. In fact, they paid for me to wear their shirt today as a part of Dress Greg. And you can see, can you see the actual, that's one of the NFTs.
Yep.
See how I blurred out the chins? I was insistent upon blurring out the chins in the actual NFT. So, but you can't see it.
I'm confused, but I think it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a picture of him in front of a microphone.
Yeah,
it is?
See that? Yeah. What do you mean? Yes.
I can't see it. Well, I mean, your screen's blocking the way. But
can you not see that?
Oh, okay. Yes, now I can see it. Okay.
Oh, the Twitch is really going nuts. Say nice rack.
They said nice rack. Well, I mean,
no.
I do have some cleave. All right, so
what a cool little Tetris design.
What do you mean, Wiggy?
Like if you look at design, if you ever seen Tetris, it's got like the cool little Tetris design.
All right, so if you are interested, all you have to do is obviously visit Boostium, and we are the drop is official, and so. You know how it goes when it comes to the non-fungible tokens. You could end up getting a rare non-fungible token, and you certainly have some opportunities to help. And if you were somebody who's going to give on Giving Tuesday, then thank you in advance for that. Coming up, Devin McCourty will join us in just a few moments. Right now, here's Courtney with what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics win 140 to 105 over the Hornets last night. Jason Tatum returned to the court with 35 points, with Jaylen Brown out of this one with neck stiffness. Al Horford was also out with lower back stiffness, meaning Blake Griffin was in for Big Al. He had 9 points and 4 rebounds in the win. Joe Mazzulla very happy on the fill-in.
I like Blake because he's a great person. He's been great for our team on and off the court. Plays hard, super aggressive. And a great teammate, and so, you know, I thanked him for his professionalism and his, you know, his work ethic to stay ready. And it's a long year, and we're going to need more of that this season for sure.
I mean, these are the wins that you got to get mm-hmm. when you got guys that are out, you know, whether it's Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Right.
That's a big win for them, and you brought it up earlier. They've only lost 4 games.
Right.
And I believe the 4 losses they have, 2 have come from Chicago, and the other 2 came from, I forget what the other team is.
One was Cleveland.
Cleveland, yes. Yeah. So they've only lost to basically 2 teams. When do they take the interim off of Mazzulla?
I think soon, probably.
You would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would think. It's not going to be a full season of him as an interim head coach.
You know, I mean.
But they would have to get rid of Ime in order to do that, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because he's only suspended right now.
Right, but they can make the decision on what they want to do with him further down the road and hire Mazzulla to be their next head coach, full-time head coach.
Well, they're off tonight. They take on the Heat tomorrow. The Bruins take on the Lightning tonight at home. There was a question on whether or not Linus Ullmark would miss time after he left during the third period on Friday. Jim Montgomery said he should be good to go. Packed show today. We'll chat with Devin McCourty next. We've got Ty Law and Charlie Weiss later in the show. And just quickly, we talked yesterday a lot about Odell Beckham Jr. and that plane incident.
That was crazy.
Yeah, we wondered if any teams were going to maybe take a step back when it comes to having interest in OBJ. Dallas, not one of those teams. Mike McCarthy said they are moving full steam ahead when it comes to their pursuit of OBJ.
Didn't the agent say that it was blown way out of proportion?
Yes.
I don't know all the details.
This was the side I was on. Everybody else said that I was crazy and that he, you know.
Attorney Wiggins has been preparing a full defense for the last 24 hours.
What else would his agent say?
I mean, but what did what do you think the flight attendants would say? The people who kicked him off the flight, that he was being unruly.
But he didn't seem. Every other report of people on board did not say that he was being unruly. It was that he was losing consciousness and they couldn't get him to buckle his seatbelt.
They were worried about the guy.
Yeah.
And so he was going in and out of blackout.
He may probably took something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like me. Don't like to fly. He probably took something to help him with flying.
Yeah.
Like what's wrong with that?
Like a muscle relaxer or
like
something.
Like an Ambien, a Xanax.
Buckle the seatbelt for him.
Wiggy, do you think that when the flight attendants were concerned about his health, he was fully cooperative and appreciative?
Then you would say that would be unruly.
Right.
Well, was he unruly?
I don't know. I wasn't on the plane. Were you?
No. But
he was tweeting, being like, this is the funniest thing ever. Like, I cannot believe this just happened to me. You can't make this up.
Well, believe it.
Huh?
Yeah. And Deshaun Watson, he was reinstated yesterday. Kevin Stefanski said they will put blinders on for any of the fallout. Of course, he is going against his former team. I'm sure the boos will be loud and proud.
The Browns right back in it after beating the Bucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure are. In the 99 restaurant, there's always something to celebrate, like the turf and triple the surf. Visit your local 99 and celebrate with the new sirloin and seafood trio. The 99 restaurant's always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 27 degrees is what it feels like outside. The afternoon high will be in the mid-40s.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Devin McCourty is brought to you this week by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by Ketch's Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. By Zooty, build any app your company needs in a week. By Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in Fenway, all under one roof. And by findmassmoney.com, where even Devin McCourty found money, and he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Did you end up getting any Thanksgiving in at all? Or did you guys do a delayed Thanksgiving over the weekend? Or did you just skip it this year?
Yeah, kind of skipped it this year. My wife and kids are all in New Jersey. So when they came back, I had some food, but not a true Thanksgiving. But all good. They were home, so I guess that was Thanksgiving.
That's good. Well, quite a moment yesterday that there you were at the podium answering the questions of the pesky media, and Robert Kraft surprised you as you get ready for your 200th NFL game. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think one of the biggest things is now I got to just make sure I'm out there playing, right? I won't be 200 unless I'm out there playing. We just need to make sure we know you said pesky media, not me. So
yes, that's that would be nice if the fellas could get a win for you in number 200.
It's the only way it matters.
Going back to that that game on Thanksgiving is you've played here for a long time, played in a lot of these games. Is there? And I know that you guys are well trained to say that you're already on to Buffalo. But do you look back at a game like that and kind of lament the fact that you guys went out there on the road and were so close to winning that game?
No. I mean, again, like you said, it's not the first time in my career that we've fallen short in a game like that. So. Sometimes in the biggest game of the year that happens. So you just move on and, you know, I think the fortunate thing is we still got games left, still got opportunity to go out there and win football games. And if you waste time, you know, like you said, lamenting over, you know, what just happened, it kills you. It kills your future. It kills what you have next. So I think everybody's just moved on and trying to play better this Thursday. Sounds crazy to say Thursday, but Thursday.
It does, yeah.
Dev, when you look at that game, though, and you kind of have an opportunity to look at the film, what are some of the things that you take away and going like, all right, you know, Justin Jefferson had a great game. You guys were, I think, they were maybe 50% on third down. Were there some of the things that you look back and go, man, we should have did better in this specific area? Was there one area that stands out more than others, or is it just a bunch of areas that you felt like defensively you gave away some opportunities there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. I think obviously when you lose, it's just like, you know, what could you have done better? But I would say every game you walk out and you say, like, man, like, we didn't we didn't do this as well as we could have. Like, we could have done this better. It's just magnified when you lose. And like you just said, 50% on third down is not gonna help us win many games. Doing a better job in the red area will help us win games. So, you know what I mean, it's the things we walk out of, you know, a lot of games with. And I would say when you play a team that's a good football team, a better football team, some of the mistakes that you make, they get magnified. They take advantage of it. So we just got to do a good job of not having as many mistakes and plays that we had last Thursday, because we're playing against another really good football team, another really good offense, you know, top 2-3 in the league offensively. So, you know, I think all those things get magnified this time of the year. You gotta be playing your best ball, and that means cutting down on as many mistakes, even though, you know, we know as people, as football players, you're never going to play a perfect game, but you have to cut down on mistakes and give yourselves a chance to just compete and see, you know, who's the better player on a play, who's the better team overall.
Devin, a guy you've played with for a bit, David Andrews, who we thought we were going to lose for the rest of the season. I saw yesterday he's saying, you know, he feels good to go, ready for Thursday. Can you just speak on the toughness when it comes to him and the rest of the guys on this particular team? Because it seems like everybody just wants to be out there no matter what.
Yeah, I would say, well, first, you know, when all those reports came out, it was pretty funny because no one understood, like, where it was coming from. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Dave, you know, not just this year, but I think overall in his career, he's gone through a lot of different things, not even, you know, just, you know, we're not even talking about just coming back from an injury, a shoulder or, you know, a leg. Like, we're talking, you know, real injuries and serious conditions that he's dealt with, and somehow he always continues to come back and be ready to go. And, you know, ultimate team first guy, that's all he cares about, is how to win a football game, how to make the team better. So I think that's what's fun about playing this sport, about being in this locker room, because we have a lot of guys that have that mentality about trying to do what's best for the team and being tough to be out there. I think that's one of the key things in this league, is how often can you be out there? How often can the team know what they're getting from you is what it's about. And we have a lot of guys that fit that mold and are building that towards their young careers. And, you know, it's been fun to just continue to be a part of it.
Speaking of coming back from things, what do you, as a veteran, as a leader, what do you say to a guy like Pierre Strong Jr. After that game?
Nothing. I think we live in a world where it's like, if a guy makes a mistake, it's like, we got to give him a, I think everyone in the outside world thinks that we do this like long speech of like, hey, it's okay. It's, like, it just is what it is. We all move on and play. No one, you know, no one's looking at him like, man, like, what did you, like, you just move on and play. So, yeah. You know, again, being serious, like, I didn't say anything. You know, I think he's been playing really well for us. He stepped up this year, doing a lot of things I would probably imagine as a running back hasn't had to do in his career. Has really stepped up and played well. So I think one of the biggest things we need him to do is continue to play the way he's been playing, because that's helped us win football games.
Dev, when you look at this season for you defensively, you look at maybe a couple quarterbacks that have gave you guys some issues, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields with the Bears, guys that are athletic and can move. You're facing another one in Josh Allen. I think those guys give everybody fits. But what's the most important thing when you're defending quarterbacks that have those capabilities of, you know, whether it's design runs or broken plays and turning them into big plays? What do you have to do defensively to make sure that you limit that the best way you can?
Yeah, you got to try to keep these guys in the pocket. And I think, like you said, one of the biggest things is, for one, these guys are going to make plays. Like, we're not going to go out here in the game and, you know, hold, you know, Josh Allen to under 100 yards passing and 10 yards rushing. Like, I think we have to understand that, you know, he's going to make some plays, but we got to make plays too. We got to go compete. We got to understand that, you know, if he makes a play, we need to move on and be ready to play the next play. But the biggest thing is, you got to try to keep him in the pocket, make him throw from the pocket, make him do everything from the pocket. And it's not saying that he can't, but it's just the acknowledgement of, if he's able to run, throw from the pocket, if he's able to do everything, like, you just don't have a chance, because he's that talented of Once he gets running, he can make a play running. He can make a play rolling out and throw the ball down the field. So I think that's one of the key things is just making him a guy that has to throw from the pocket all game, because at least we know where he's at. Then we can pressure him. We, you know, guys aren't covering for 8 to 10 seconds. It just makes everything easier on the defense. So that's one of the things that we've stressed all week. I think every team stresses that when they play him. But again, that's why he's a good football player, because he's still able to make plays with everybody thinking about that. So we just got to do a good job of, if one of those plays happen, he's able to get outside the pocket and scramble and make a play, reset, get ready to go, and make the next play better than, you know, the last one.
When you look at the final six games of the season and you compare it to last year, you guys were 2-4 in the last six last season. And I know a lot of guys talked about after Thanksgiving kind of losing steam. I know Matthew Judon talked about making sure that he was better prepared to sustain a full season this year. What has the team been doing things this year in particular to kind of combat what you guys faced last year when it came to the home stretch?
I think it obviously was a big deal last year because of the streak we went on. And, you know, I think probably within, you know, I think if you talk to maybe Coach Belichick, there might be more from a overall team standpoint. But I know as an individual player, my understanding always at this time of the year is you just got to do more. And that doesn't mean like more running or more, you know, lifting the film study. Like those are the little things that you got to do more of, because every team now has, you know, 10, 11, 12 games of what you've been doing. Like, they know you as a player. They know you as a defense, an offense, a special team, schematically. Like, those are the things that, to me, you got to do a better job of, you know, if we put something new in, executing at a high level. The things that we do, like, you can't be a little off this way, a little off that way. You just got to play better, and I think playing better comes from doing more preparation. And that's what I learned from the guys that were here when I first got here, when they used to talk about this time of the year. And you just continue to try to do those things. But you're this time of year, you're playing, you're getting everybody's best, and you're usually playing the best teams in the league. And that's why you gotta take it up a notch. And, you know, it's not easy to do in this league. And that's why the good teams do it, and the teams that are not able to do it, you kind of see the difference of, all right, this team was a contender, this team who we thought had a chance, you know, they're not there yet. So we just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, do more, prepare more, put more into it, and then see where we kind of fall at the end of it.
Devin, the last two games against Josh Allen didn't go well. No punts. Has that been a source of motivation for you and your teammates as you head into Thursday night?
I mean, yeah, we want to play better, but I wouldn't say like we don't. I'm not, again, we've talked about this a couple of times this year. I just don't believe in, like, looking at something in the past and, like, yelling and screaming about it and saying, like, I'm motivated because this happened. Like, no, like, we've been studying. We've been practicing hard to play better, to compete better. Because, like, when you talk about, you know, like you said, no punts in the last two games, that's not scheming. That's just doing a better job of competing, making a play. And I mean, that's what you got to do. But there's nothing that we can say to each other or, you know, we can't hang a Josh Allen jersey in the locker room and think that that's going to be the difference Thursday night. Like, you just got to go out there and do it. And, you know, I think guys are focused on doing it, you know, less words than anything and focus on the action. So we just got to go out there and compete and do better Thursday. Nothing anyone can do to make that more real. Like, you know, there's some guys that weren't here. There's guys, a lot of guys that were here and were in both those games. So you know what it is. You just got to come ready to go and play better.
Dev, I know Bill has said this before. It seems like he's been saying it forever, but the season kind of really starts after Thanksgiving. How is it? How difficult is it? I know all players talk about how we don't really look where we are. We don't look down the road, but it's human nature as an athlete. You kind of understand where you are in the hunt for trying to get to the playoffs. But how difficult is it to not look down the road, but understand the importance and magnitude of the margin of error that you have as a football team because the conference is so close, to not have that kind of maybe cloud your judgment or play into your mindset a little bit, knowing the importance of the games as far as because you're on the hunt for a playoff spot?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you have a chance. So, you know, I don't think it's, you don't want to make the moment too big or anything, but you have a chance. So to have a chance means that, you know, it could go away like that. You know, every team at this time of the year doesn't always have a chance to continue to play or a chance to be in the playoffs. So I think that is the opportunity at hand. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being fully aware of, you know, we have an opportunity here. You know, we're not the only team. There's a bunch of teams in the position, but it won't stay like that. You know, each week something's going to happen. You're going to win or lose, or somebody else is going to win or lose, and that's going to continue to be the difference of what happens next in the season for us. So I think everybody's fully aware of the situation, where we're at. You know, it doesn't mean you just focus on that, but I think it is. It's important to know that, you know, we have an opportunity here. Like, we're not out of it. We got to continue to build and play better and try to go out there and win games. But I think everyone is aware of that, and I think everyone should be aware of that and know what we're in the middle of.
Devin, we will let you get to work on just that, and thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, Devin McCourty on a Patriots Tuesday, I guess, on this show. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. Curtis, you forgot to warn him about being ready for the fake punt.
Oh, I know. I was thinking of 2020 when I was asking that question. I don't think that you can make enough of that. I know you're going to give me a hard time about this, but Bill Belichick allowed yours truly to rattle him and get him to come up with a defense that never happened. Like, this is a guy that goes out of his way to say how great the old Dolphins were when they were 2-12 in week 14.
As soon as I saw Zach's tweet yesterday, I said, ooh, Curtis is going to have a great day. Yeah. He's going to sleep soundly tonight. He is going to be on fire tomorrow.
And you never do get that from Bill. Bill, Curtis is right. Bill remembers everything to the T. I mean, I'll tell you about a punt return that happened in 1981.
Yeah,
you know.
I think we should play that for Wiggy later today. I want his honest reaction to the actual question and answer.
Okay, I heard the reaction. I wasn't sure. I think I heard the question too. So
yeah
it was. Well, and then I was thought,
how could you stop Josh Allen when Curtis is rattling you?
And what's crazy about it? I think Bill was so confident in his answer that I believed, like, well, maybe they did line up in a punt formation. Did I miss something?
Yeah.
You know, and there was that they had a fake.
But even if that happened, that is so pathetic. If that were, you know, Marty Morningwig, we'd be laughing it up at him. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach in NFL history, created a fake punt out of thin air as a defense for his team not forcing a punt when that fake punt was successful. Like, even saying that it may have happened that you forced a punt formation, that sounds far more embarrassing than saying, yeah, we didn't allow a punt.
Yeah, and he didn't blame it on the defense. He's, right. Well, it's, you know, they were successful on a fake punt.
Right.
So that's mainly more on the special teams than it is on the defense.
It's like fake punt gate.
Ooh. Punt gate.
Punt formation gate.
Too many men on the field gate.
All right. We will get to Courtney and today's news next, and we unfortunately have to discuss the viral TikTok trend, which involves a frying pan and signals the forthcoming apocalypse, I believe. We'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for...
And he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it.
The news.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I am going to ride the Bailey Zappi train, and I'm going to ride it hard.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Actually,
On WEEI.
We will get to the news in a second, but Derek Courtney says that you are now his hero for some reason. I don't know why. Derek, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
So you guys were bantering back and forth about the punishments laid down during the Michigan State tunnel incident, and Courtney had mentioned the 10th degree, and then she got some ribbing about that, and she had said... Well, I picked a number and I went with it, and that made her my hero of the morning.
Oh, woo! Okay, thank you, Derek. Okay. To the 10th degree.
Yeah,
I like it. You know,
yeah.
Instead
I knew
of the
what she was saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes we come off the rails a little bit, but she owned it. She went with it, and she stood firm.
That's true.
Take care, guys.
That is true. Oh. And I was incorrect in my correction. I said the 9th degree, and it's really the 10th degree.
It's right? Okay.
It's almost like saying there was a fake punt.
All right, what do you want to start with news-wise?
Ooh, I want to start because I'm very excited as Boston is preparing to welcome Prince and Princess of Wales tomorrow. Yep, Prince William and Princess Kate, they arrive to the city tomorrow for the Earthshot Prize Award ceremony. They'll be in town till Friday. So if you are like myself and would like to maybe catch a glimpse of the Prince and Princess of Wales, here's their layout.
They're staying at the Holiday Inn in Lawrence, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering, where do you think they will stay? Like the Newberry?
Motel 6.
I don't know. Seriously.
I mean, I would assume they probably stay at the Ritz or the Four Seasons.
I actually think maybe the Seaport, the Boston Harbor Hotel. Like that big suite that they have.
Yeah,
that's.
I don't know. Maybe
that's
there's
probably
a suite, somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
You would think that, I mean, they're here because they're giving out prizes for those who are preserving the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would assume they would just stay in like some sort of energy efficient, small sized hotel room, or maybe a tent or something.
Is there anything more stupid than people being awarded a prize for conscious treatment of the environment, flying totally arbitrarily across the pond in a flaming private jet to accept the prize that could just be sent by U.S. mail? Like, honestly, why are you flying here to pick up a prize about global warming when you're bringing carbon like you read about?
Well, I think they're giving a prize. They're not accepting. So
anything related with the environment you could do digitally via Zoom. Hi, I'm William. I have nothing to do except I was born into this royal family.
No, this
accept
is going to be cool.
Prize.
Is it?
This is going to.
Hold on a second. Let me throw some $100 bills around first.
I'm going to try to see them.
What?
I'm going to try to see them.
Why?
Because it could be the only time in my life I have the opportunity to. Why not capitalize?
What about them is so special?
I just would like to see them in person.
Right.
I know, but what do they do that? What's discernibly different between them and Santo other than the family they were born into?
Curtis, what do we all do on social media? We follow influencers all the time. Like, what do they do well? Princess Kate is a beautiful woman. I love her outfits. I'd like to see her in person.
Influencers?
Well, no, they're not. But
see, I would see, like, if you wanted to see a king or a queen.
Well, he's in line for the throne.
Yeah, he is.
And if Boston's consistent, we've been removing all these statues. Why are you honoring a family that's basically raped and pillaged nations over the last 1,000 years? So if you want to be honest, if we're going to be consistent, I know we had a flag at half staff for 2 months because the queen died.
He would be next up.
So who has to die for him to be the king?
His father.
His dad, yeah.
All right, so the father's the king now?
Yeah.
He'll probably be there. I mean, Charles is old.
Yeah, he's up there, and people hate him. So
okay, so he's.
I hope Mayor Wu is against this. I hope Mayor Wu is not.
Well, no, they're meeting with meeting with Mayor Wu at City Hall tomorrow.
What a fraud.
They have to bow. Yep. Make sure she bows.
Yep. And then Thursday, they'll stop by climate tech startup Greentown Labs in Somerville, as well as nonprofit Roca in Chelsea.
Right. Then on Friday, breakfast at the Cracker Barrel.
Don't hate the Cracker Barrel.
Friday, they're actually splitting up. Uh-oh. Princess Kate is going to Harvard to visit the Center of Developing of the Developing Child.
Uh-huh.
And Prince William is going to tour the JFK Presidential Library
and
Museum.
And then he's going to Home Depot because he has some home repair projects.
It's a common man.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Say what you want. I will be, you know, hitting the streets to try to find them.
Just find out where they're staying. You'll probably get a chance to see them.
Yeah. Just stand outside. Get a photo.
All right. That should do wondrous things for the traffic in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And the environment. You know, applause for them. Really conscientious. Yes. I'm really going to think twice about driving.
That should be your goal, to see if you can get a selfie with them.
Okay. I'll try. An update in that terrible, terrible story we talked about a few weeks ago now in Southie, that there was an apparent fetus or infant found in a freezer. Well, while the autopsy is pending, police have confirmed that 2 female infants and 2 male infants were found in this freezer.
God in heaven.
Yeah.
What was going on there?
I don't know. It sounds like a House of Horrors situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really releasing much information besides that. We don't know.
Why not? Like, we need to know.
I know. No criminal charges, no arrests have been made.
It's like that Idaho college story that you're obsessed with. I understand that the public doesn't have a right to know, but people want to know.
Right.
Especially in a situation where it's not even a house. There are other people that live in that complex.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk by it almost every day. So,
and then they say it was an old person who was living in that apartment?
That's not confirmed. I got a DM with a whole, you know, story of what the rumblings are, but that it was an older woman living there, and, you know, it's going to be hard to get any information.
You know how you always see on the news, like, some guy kills everybody, and then they go to the neighbor, and they're like, "You seem perfectly normal to me." Like, this is so unsettling that this place, which is adjacent to a school, South Boston Catholic Academy, which is elementary school, and you walk by it every single day, and there is a freezer with 4 infants inside. And there's no news. Like, we have no idea when they were killed, how they were killed, who they belonged to, why they were there. Like,
I want these cases to be solved so Courtney's anxiety goes away. Every day, this morning, she spent 15 minutes in our pre-show meeting telling me about how she found a medium.
Donna.
A medium on TikTok.
Yes.
Who knows exactly what happened in the Idaho college co-ed killing.
I know that we have a packed show today.
All right.
I know that a lot of people like myself are very invested in this case.
Okay.
I am telling you, I've had Jackson pull a few parts from this medium reading on YouTube. It will send a chill down your spine. I think that she's helped solve other murders.
It's a
she's
medium.
Spot on.
Medium? How does the medium know what happened?
Because the person who got killed is telling
them. Yes.
Courtney, I mean this sincerely. I was rolling this lady in.
Yeah.
She lost her daughter.
Yep.
So this is her way of trying to, in some way, keep her daughter's memory alive by acting like she can know what happened in another murder where another young girl got killed.
You guys, I'm telling you,
well,
she has helped.
talking to her?
Well, no. The comments on it, everybody's like, cops, please look into this. Please look into this. If you...
Right.
Well,
people that are into mediums all go together to watch a medium and then say the medium's right.
Yeah, I believe in mediums. And I think that this woman is so spot on. She brings you through the entire murder.
Right.
And she tells you who the murderer is. She doesn't have a name.
Wow.
But she says, you know, you got to listen to it. It is...
Starts with a C.
No, Sean, not like that.
You know what you call a giant psychic who manipulates the stock market?
What do you call it, Greg?
A tall medium who shorts.
Okay. That is the reverse of a joke I have already told on this program.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Are we going to actually listen to the
medium? I have it pulled.
Curtis, did you get chills when you were listening to Courtney's medium?
Yeah, I got douche chills.
No, Curtis, you said this woman is creepy.
So she's not
very creepy.
Not the Long Island medium, though.
No, right. She's not.
Maybe we'll do that at 9. I think we have time to do that at 9 o'clock.
Greg's white t-shirt was medium.
Telling you, you're going to listen and you're going to be really? On board like myself.
All right. Coming up, we'll get to the rest of the news. Family board game rage leads to violence in Oklahoma, and it wasn't Risk. I mean, if there's any fight that's going to break out over a board game, it's normally Risk. But we'll get to that, and the TikTok trend that utilizes a frying pan, which I believe signals the forthcoming apocalypse. We'll get to the rest of the news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.